Hello and welcome to WDOT's Interview Corner. I'm Jake Eisenberg, and today I have alongside me varsity baseball pitcher Bryce Keller. Bryce, how are you today?
I'm good, Jake.
I'm glad to have you here. It'll be nice to get some information out of you.
That's good.
So let's start with just some basic information. You know, you're a varsity pitcher. I'd say you're the ace of the team. I mean, you're going off to Princeton next year on a full scholarship to play baseball for that team. You know, so we're going to take a look at your performance from the other day. For those of you who don't know, the varsity baseball team defeated Herricks 4-0. Bryce pitched a complete game shutout, 20 strikeouts, only 3 hits allowed. Take me through that game.
Well, first full game of the season, didn't really know what to expect.
That's right, it was the opening day for you guys.
Like, the most I've thrown before that was, like, 67 pitches. I ended up going, like, 112 in this game. But nothing different from the previous games, really.
Did you feel like this in scrimmages as well, that you had this much command over the plate?
Actually, no. In this game, I threw 74% strikes. In the previous games, it was maybe, like, 60%. So
you calculated this.
I was a lot more accurate.
You calculated this yourself?
I did.
Now, let's just take a look at this. You had 20 strikeouts. And, you know, in a 7-inning game, that there's 21 outs total that you would need to get. So all but one out was...
It was a pretty disappointing performance on my part.
It was by you. Disappointing, I would not use that word. What was the lone out that got away from you?
It was
What happened with that batter?
I don't know.
He made contact.
I suppose that happened. A ground ball to third. My third baseman, Andy Vivaro, fielded it through to first, and that was about all that happened.
There were 3 other hits in the game, so it was not a no-hitter. It wasn't a perfect game, but nonetheless...
The 3 hits were pretty weak, I'd have to say.
Nonetheless, it was a complete game shutout, 20 strikeouts. And what kinds of pitches were working for you that day? I know your fastball. You know, what are you topping out of these days?
I don't know. I haven't been radar in a while. I mean, I topped that at 94 last spring. No idea what I'm throwing. Maybe high 80s, low 90s, something like that.
But the fastball was certainly working for you.
Yeah.
What about your other pitches?
I have this... I have a pitch called a knuckle drop. You've never heard of it, but it's like a 12-6 curveball. Just drops out. And I have the changeup. Changeup was working really well. And one of the hits I gave up... I mean, the hits I gave up, they were like kind of bloopers, but like, I'll give credit to the hitters. They fought really well, and those are bats. Threw a changeup, you know, moved well and was good, but he hit a ground ball, just got past diving Eric Klug.
Now, just based on the stat line, it seems like you pretty much dominated this game from the mound. 20 strikeouts out of 21 batters, like I've said before. But was that the real case? You know, when you were throwing to these batters, was it, you know, one strike, two strike, you know, strikeout? Or did you have to, like, play with the count a little bit?
Nope, it was pretty much 1-2-3.
All the way through?
There was... one batter that I just mentioned, he kept on fouling it off. I don't know if my velocity was a bit lower for that batter, but it was just that batter. He had a really good at bat. But other than that, it was pretty much three or four pitches.
It doesn't seem like there's so much room for what I'm about to say, but if you could improve on one aspect of your game during that performance, what would it have been?
I want to change something about my mechanics. I didn't like as much that game.
Was it your leg kick, you know, finding the strike zone, something along those lines, or were you...
No, just something I think I could use to increase my velocity.
Just striding off a little bit more?
Yeah.
You know, pushing off that mound a little more, getting that ball through the zone. Now, you know, what I realized the other day, I was looking through the past games, is this is not actually the first time you've done this. This is not your career high in strikeouts. In fact... It is your career high, however...
You matched
your career high. You had a performance last year against Valley Stream, in which you came even closer to a no-hitter. You threw 20 strikeouts. You had 20 strikeouts once again out of 21 batters, but only gave up one hit in that performance. And that was a 7-0 shutout against Valley Stream last year as a junior, you know, prior to the season. So we're taking a look at those two performances. You know, I guess you could say the one last year might have been a bit better considering there were less hits. But how have you seen yourself grown between these two performances?
That's tough.
It's a loaded question.
Well, I was thinking about those two games. I think a lot that I've improved on. I mean, technically the Valley Stream one was a better game than the one from last year. But the one at Herrick's, I was throwing a lot more on the corner. I throw it, like, on the corner to the outside or the inside. At Valley Stream, there was a lot more just down the middle, and they weren't catching up. But this game, I mean, they weren't catching up wherever I put it, but I was hitting my spots, so I was happy about that.
So your placement was a little bit better?
Yeah.
Really painting the corners on that plate?
Yep.
And I'm sure your catcher, you know, Nick Duarte, I'm sure he helped as well.
Oh, he's great.
He called a good game for you?
Yeah. He always does.
So now let's move off of the game for a second. You know, I know your role model, you've previously told me, is Justin Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
And he recently signed a fairly large contract with the Detroit Tigers, pretty much locking him down there for the rest of his career. You know, can I assume that that's your goal somewhere in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to go on after college.
Before we get there, what do you expect at Princeton? Like, what are your expectations for the team that you're going to be on within the Ivy League, within the NCAA?
I think, yourself,
you know, what kind of performances do you think you're going to have?
I mean, I'm hoping to be starting pretty much right off the bat, when I get there, compared to what I've seen from the other pitchers. But, I mean, they're all really good, but I'm hoping to be a contending starter when I get there.
Do you think there's somewhat of a learning curve when it comes to playing college baseball?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the hitters have signed on to be Division I baseball players, so they'll be much better than, you know, high school ball players. It's probably not so much the game, like pitching against other hitters, that's going to be different. It's going to be like the whole atmosphere and playing four games in a weekend and having all the training to do.
So we take a look at your massing of strikeouts, and last year you had 70-plus strikeouts in
81 and 37 innings.
81 and 37 innings, there you go. You know, from my point of view, a ridiculous statistic. Do you think you can match that or even better that this year?
Is there games I play?
Is there a game limit, a pitch count that you're kind of shooting for? Or is it really just one game a week you're going on?
Just one game a week, doesn't really. Because last year I played in six games, five league games, and a non-league game. And this season I think I'll be probably throwing another six games. Five in addition to the one I just threw. So it's not going to be any difference innings-wise. But I think there's a big improvement I could make on last year, innings-wise and strikeout-wise. So I mean, there's a good chance of
Well, you're certainly about a quarter of the way there already.
Yeah.
For one start. You know, what are your expectations for the team this year? You know, when you're not on the mound, I know yesterday or this past weekend when you guys played Elmont, you actually contributed to the plate as well. You hit a two-run home run. And, you know, you're helping out on the other side of the ball as well. What are your expectations for this team in making the playoffs and individuals and seeing them grow in the future?
Well, at the beginning of the season, I mean, we lost nine seniors, so I didn't really know what to expect. Like, watching these kids in the off season, they work really hard as individuals, and they work really well together. And each game, they're all putting their hearts out on the field, and it showed.
You're 2-0 right now.
Yeah, we've won
so far undefeated.
We've won. We had like four or five scrimmages, and we won. We won all of them, or we lost one of them to Manhasset, but we, you know, pretty much won all our scrimmages and
were 2-0 in league play. I know last year came to a disappointing end against East Meadow, which was very similar to the disappointing end 2 years ago against East Meadow. Do you think that this team, the guys that you have this year, can finally make it over that last plateau and make the playoffs this year?
I don't think there's really a game. We need to, you know, steadily win games throughout the season, and if we do that, we'll easily make the playoffs. And just how this team has played, I think we could definitely do that. Because, I don't know, they're making all the plays, they're hitting aggressively, and yeah.
And your next start is when?
Tomorrow? Yeah.
And that's against?
Belmore.
So tomorrow, Bryce will be pitching against Belmore.
At home.
That'll be at Guggenheim at 4:30. We'll be looking forward to another dazzling performance by Mr. Keller. Best of luck to you, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your day.
Thank you, Jake.